Well, how you doing, guys? Now, you know that Windows is ending support for Windows 10 in October. And that means a lot of users will be forced to have to upgrade to Windows 11. I myself have Windows 10, and that's only because I had to eventually, because I like Windows 7, because that was the friendliest operating system I used in a long time. You'll notice with every upgrade you lose less and less control of your own PC. But Windows 11 has certain things your PC has to have, otherwise you can't upgrade. And of course that's not by accident, that's by design. The same as the gaming companies bring out a game you can't play unless you've got a certain graphics card. Anyway, I did the test on my Windows 10 on my PC to see if it was compatible with Windows 11. And it said it wasn't. So I'd have to upgrade my PC, which is a pretty good PC and does what I want it to do. But if any of you guys are in the same boat, there is a way around it. There's a program that's been invented called Flyby11. You download that onto your PC, and once you've installed it, you click on it. And it will actually tell you if you can put Windows 11 on your PC. And my one said it could. You then just follow the instructions, and it installs Windows 11 on your PC, bypassing Microsoft. So if you run this program, you see two green ticks. And the chances of Windows 11 running okay on your PC is very high, then it's a good chance you will be able to. Although from what I heard, Windows 11 is worse than Windows 10. I'm going to put a link down below to a guy who explains it far better than I can. And I'm not going to upgrade until I really have to. And I don't want to buy a whole new PC just to do it. I'll put a link down below to the video online, where this guy explains it completely all. And he does sound like a pretty savvy guy. Anyway, just help out there for you guys. You take it easy now.